Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan podcast. This is episode number 220. And the topic today is how to tell if you're really hungry or not. But before we jump in, I want to give a special shout out to all of you who rushed out and picked up a pre-order copy of the Longevity Plan on Amazon. In fact, so many of you did it that for several days last week, we were actually the number one new release on Amazon. So that's huge, especially considering how many books there are on Amazon. That's great. Thank you so much. Continue to order these copies. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everyone. This book will really change your life. It is 5 years. It was 5 years of research, writing, and just deconstructing the secrets to these people in this remote village in China, who one in every 100 of the people in the village is a centenarian, and how they're able to make it to 100 and live the best years of their lives. They're not on medications. They're not going to the doctor's office. They're actually still, they're not just surviving, they're thriving. And it really is a beautiful story. There are great health hacks, and you can really get at the secret to successful aging, happiness, longevity. It's all there. Pick up your copy of the Longevity Plan. So with that intro, let's now jump into today's topic, how to tell if you're really hungry or not. If you're like most people, you think that feeling hungry is a signal that you need to eat, and you likely try to quell it by eating something right away, regardless of whether it's something you really need or even want. Would you believe me if I told you that your sensation of hunger may not even be real physical hunger? In this podcast, I'm going to teach you how to tell if you're really hungry or not. The five fake causes of hunger. Hunger doesn't just mean you need food. It can mean all sorts of things. Here are the top five causes of what I like to call fake hunger, or basically not real hunger. Number one, it could be a micronutrient deficiency. Medical studies show that hunger or being overweight could really just be a sign that we're simply running low on one specific kind of nutrient. In other words, something as simple as not getting enough magnesium in your diet could cause you to feel hungry all the time. Perhaps this could explain why most people crave chocolate. As chocolate is so high in magnesium, a chocolate craving could really just be our bodies trying to tell us that we need more magnesium. Fortunately, nuts, seeds, and especially greens are all very high in magnesium. Number two, it could be a metabolism problem. Hunger could be a sign your metabolism is off. Studies show that added sugars and processed carbohydrates can make us feel hungry all the time. I know this was definitely the case for me. At one point, I had to snack between every meal. By simply eliminating all added sugars and processed carbohydrates from my diet, I no longer need to snack. And even when I was just having just a tiny amount of added sugar, I found that for whatever reason, I tend to be very sensitive to sugar. If I get any added sugar anywhere in my diet, I'm hungry. And so this is a great way to get rid of it. Number three, it could be because you are dehydrated. Interestingly, studies show that many people actually mistake a need for hydration as a need for food. Thus, it is always a good idea to try a glass of water before reaching for a snack. Number four, it could be a lack of fiber. Studies show that protein and fiber are the two best things to keep you feeling full. While most Americans don't have any problem getting enough protein, very few people get enough fiber. Thus, feeling hungry could really just be a sign that you're not getting enough fiber. Number five, it could be psychological. Many people feel hungry when they are bored, sad, or are just procrastinating something. This is why studies show that our moods are directly tied to our weight. After all, it is easy to rationalize eating more than we should when feelings of sadness are misinterpreted as hunger. I also struggle with emotional overeating. For me, it is not due to boredom or sadness. Rather, I tend to eat when I'm procrastinating. Basically, if there's something I should be doing, for some reason, that's when I tend to feel hungry. For example, if I have a big report to write, I'll convince myself that I'm hungry. This will mean that I get to procrastinate writing the report as I now get to eat first. What hunger almost never is, though, is a sign that you need any kind of food at all as quickly as possible. And yet far too many people think that the way to solve their hunger is to run to the nearest fast food restaurant, race to the fridge to grab the quickest thing to eat, or dip into their junk food stash for a fast snack. Most people don't know when they are really hungry because so many of us live in an exceptionally privileged world in which the subtlest of sensations of hunger can quickly be placated. Most of us have lost the ability to truly understand what our bodies are actually asking from us. You know what? That's a serious health problem. And I, for one, am worried that this might prove to be epigenetically aggravated, meaning that each generation of people who have lost touch with what hunger really means will be even more likely to produce subsequent generations that are even further removed from this vital connection to their bodies. So here's my tip. Reconnect yourself to healthy hunger. I firmly believe there's still time to reconnect humanity to healthy hunger. And it all starts with broccoli. Or at least that's where it started for me. I've really come to love broccoli, but it took some time and effort for me to develop a taste for it. We live in a world of such abundance when it comes to healthy food that my advice to many of my patients is similar to what I tell them about exercise. Don't waste time forcing yourself to eat healthy foods you don't actually enjoy. There's so many other great choices out there. Thus, if broccoli is not your thing, then feel free to substitute in kale, spinach, or cauliflower for this tip. And this tip is what I like to call the broccoli test. So, the broccoli test. When I was trying to reacquaint myself with healthy hunger, I applied the broccoli test. Put simply, if I was hungry enough to eat broccoli, then my body really needed food. Thus, when I'm struggling with how to tell if you're really hungry or not, broccoli makes everything clear for me, crystal clear. Water and vegetables can get you to your next meal. If you're between meals and feeling hungry, the best bet is almost always to start with water. It's often the fastest and easiest way to placate feelings of hunger and help you get a scheduled meal, basically to get to your scheduled meal. At that point, of course, I always suggest extra vegetables. You really can't get too many of those. So if water can't get you to your next meal, vegetables will do the trick. If you want to minimize hunger between meals, studies show that protein and fiber are the most filling foods. While everyone knows vegetables are loaded with fiber, very few people know that calorie for calorie, many vegetables have more protein than a burger or a steak. If you don't believe me, just look it up. 100 calories of spinach, okay? 100 calories of spinach, 13 grams of protein. However, that same 100 calorie serving of a T-bone steak only has 9 grams of protein. So the 13 grams of protein in 100 calories of spinach is a lot more than the 9 grams of protein in a T-bone steak, same 100 calorie versus 100 calorie serving. As you ponder on how to tell if you are really hungry or not, spend as much time as possible being mindful about what your body is telling you. What you'll also find, I can promise you, is that there is no specific real hunger signal for sugar and processed carbohydrates. If you're craving sugar and processed carbohydrates, that's not really hunger. There's something else going on there. One of the keys to health and longevity is that every unique feeling of hunger we get can be addressed with something natural and healthy. Simply put, if you eat right, let me repeat that. If you eat right, you never have to feel hungry again. You don't have to worry about portion control. You don't have to worry about all that other stuff. And so my question is, how have you overcome any of the 5 causes of fake hunger? And if you've forgotten, let me quickly remind you. Number 1, micronutrient deficiency is a cause of fake hunger. Number 2, a metabolism problem, basically from getting added sugar or processed carbohydrates in your diet. Number 3, it could be because you're dehydrated. Number 4, it could be because you're not getting enough fiber. Number 5, it could be psychological. So, how have you overcome any of these 5 causes of fake hunger that we just reviewed? If so, I'd love to hear from you. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 220, how to tell if you're really hungry or not. Scroll down to the bottom, and there you can post your comments, post your questions, and I'll do my best to answer any question posted within 24 hours. Whew, how'd that go? Well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. And if you've enjoyed it, tell a friend, leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Even better, go out. Well, actually, you don't even have to go out. Just pull out your phone, pull out your iPad, pull out your computer, and order a pre-order copy of The Longevity Plan. You'll love this book. And if you do choose to buy it, which I hope you will, please be sure to leave a review on Amazon for me. So that will be shipped on July 4th, but order it now. That way the bookstores and that will know that this is definitely a copy. This is definitely a book that they need to carry. So with that, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.